Why are your customers keeping your equipment hostage?
Because they suck.
Yes, they do. And what are you going to do about it?
I guess they have to stay tuned as we discuss troubled customers' experiences and how to deal with them.
So Tima Tim 295 asks, hello, I am dealing with a very unpleasant situation. I rent chairs and tables, but this customer that I delivered chairs and tables to is refusing to return my items. I delivered items to his house now, and he's refusing to return them. What do I do? I am so confused and angry.
Come in, Timmy. Think this might steal from you?
We're kicking down the door.
Customers are bad, bad, bad customers. Mal customers. So, Eddie, what would you do right now if somebody came in here and took your stuff? What would you do if you dropped the stuff off to them and they took it? Legally.
If we dropped the stuff off to them and they wouldn't return it back or allow me to get the items? It's happened a couple of times with this already.
People still alive?
Oh, yeah. They're still alive.
Juicy.
So there was one that actually a driver went and said, oh, the customer wouldn't give me the items. I was like, well, in our contract, it states that we have the ability to come and take the items at will. They have all legal mumbo jumbo. So I don't know the exact terminology. So me, knowing what I knew, I just went and this is in the country too. So they have this fence, but they're using the terrain as a natural barrier as well. So they had a creek to the right. I just walked towards the creek, up the creek and around their fence. Went over there. I started getting all of my equipment. And then I heard a lady say, what are you doing here? I said, oh, yeah, I'm here to get my equipment because it says in the contract that I can do that. And she's like, you better get out of here. And I was like, oh, yeah, what are you going to do if I don't? And that's when I saw the 12-gauge shotgun come out.
Go ahead. Make your bed.
And I said, you better get ready to use that because I'm getting my equipment. And I got my equipment, got out of there really quick. Yeah. But
this is our artificial version of Eddie. God rest his soul.
But you can do a different array of the different things. We reach out to multiple police departments because it happens to us every year. You can put in a report, basically your items that you dropped off. You're going to need proof too. So if you don't have a system that you take pictures or contracts or other stuff, you might be in a little trouble. But if you do have that, fill out a report with the city that specific your items are in and let them know the whole situation. Go ahead and put in a 10-day demand letter too. I know you're like, 10 days? I need it immediately. It's unfortunate, but you're going to have to run through this whole course. And then after the 10 days, then you can take legal actions. But you need to give them a grace period in order for them to give it back legally. Or if the police department gets to it fast enough, what they'll do is they'll send out an investigator or a patrol car, and they'll arrange everything for y'all. So that way you get your equipment or whatever you have back. But for the most part, once we get the police involved, it's a pretty fast process. We've sent the 10-day demand letter, but we've never had to take it to that, you know, that next level, because usually the police step in and do what they need to do, and the investigator gets everything kind of handled for us. They're kind of like our mediator. But who knows? Maybe this coming up year will be our lucky year. We can actually take legal action. But so far, it's been as far as the 10-day letter, and we get our stuff back.
Yeah. I think for most of our situations that we have, most people are not even mad at us. They're mad at the vent planner, the other person. We had nothing to do. Like, we're not with them. He's like, I'm still holding these chairs. And I'm like, what you want us to do? Like, keep charging it.
Yeah.
Keep charging them.
This is true. Yeah, there's a couple of things. Like, so-and-so found out they cheated, and they knew that they paid for the equipment. So they're like, I'm going to hold it, and then, like, you're going to charge you. And, like, so...
Yeah, or like one time I think the person rented the venue, but they didn't pay the last part of the venue part, so the person they keep in the chairs and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yeah, I remember.
I'm like, why are you keeping our chairs for? Like just like, for you keep charging them. I'm like, why don't you just charge them? Like, you don't have their stuff, you or whatever.
Yeah,
it's always something else. Oh, like Eddie said, some personal drama going on where, like, I think, like you said, someone cheating, other things, two like sisters got in a fight one time or something like that, and they're like, I'm not letting you onto the property and stuff. And they like, it's like, a whole bunch of always something going on. It's most times it's nothing to do with us. Like, I don't think it was any of the times anything to do with us.
One time, the one with the shotgun lady, I think because the new driver didn't call them 30 minutes before. So she's like, I'm not going to let y'all get nothing. I guess as a punishment. But, you know, me, I was like, that's not going to happen. I'm going to get my stuff.
Yeah, people have crazy stuff, and they don't have the right to do that stuff. Even like sometimes people be like, well, since you violate the contract, we even know most contracts, people don't read them right. They're not for them. It's for us. And your contract should be for you, not so much for the customers. So when customers go through, they'd be like, hey, if the stuff don't get picked up to after 7, I'm gonna sell everything immediately. And I'm like that's stealing. Like you're going to get in trouble, especially with the amount of stuff they were talking about. I think over a certain dollar amount, depending on the city, like it's like a felony. It's like,
yeah,
like good luck with that stuff. Like, go ahead, do it.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, that's just what you're gonna do. You wanna contact the police, like locally, and then fill out a report and let them know the value of everything and whatnot. Because just like Xavier said, it's considered theft if it's your property, and they don't want to release it back to you.
Yeah. And also, too, add all your fees into your contract and stuff so that you can start adding on to it. So when you do sue them, you'll be racking it up, you know, because all that lost wages, all that stuff, to keep stacking and stacking and stacking and stacking. But also, too, just know, too, that, like, it's hard to take stuff from poor people. So they don't got nothing. So just remember that. When the police comes around, people start acting, right? Especially as police like ours come around, smack a couple people around a little bit. And then, you know, it usually goes the right way. You know, slide them $200 on the table, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe people do that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we wouldn't know. Would we? Mm-mm. But, you know, if you're in a situation, it's probably because you haven't downloaded the Ultimate Checklist. And if you download Ultimate Checklist, this is the best rental source on the internet, made by us. You know, so make sure you check this out. Tons of information in here, and also walk you through what you need in your contract to be able to avoid these situations. Download the Ultimate Checklist. And if we've gave you 1 ounce, one speck, one glimmer of hope in your life, you know, if you, a little bit, you know, if you take a little hit, if you liked anything on this right here, please leave us a 5-star review on the Ultimate Checklist on Trustpilot with the link below. 5-star review. Please, we need you. And you can be just like all these other people right here who requested stuff from us. But give us a 5-star review. Thank you so much. And again, get the Ultimate Checklist. Like and subscribe in this video right now. Other than that, I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we are the Rental Boys. And we'll see you in the next one.
See you.
Tina.
And if you would like some of your questions answered, please click this playlist right here.
Click it.